It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Let's put a bow on this. How was it? It was terrible. It was really uniquely awful. If you are just joining us, let's put it all together here. Salt Poppy got knocked out. I forget which round it was, but you don't really care about that. You care about the main and the co-main event. In the co-main event, Dylan Danis loses. Logan Paul wins. He was up on all the judges' scorecards through five rounds. And in the sixth round, he gets disqualified after being warned, shoots a double leg, gets warned, and then goes and then tries to snatch up a guillotine. By the way, misses on both of them, which is quite humorous. And then gets disqualified. A melee ensues. And you're like, well, what the hell is the significance of this? Well, he did not do a great job fighting, but he did do a great job selling the fight. A lot of people were tuning in. A lot of people were interested in seeing it. You have to give him credit. However, shall we say, unsavory his methods. They were effective. They were very effective. And he just fought like shit. Obviously, it was terrible. He did hardly anything in that fight. I think landed, you know, barely double-digit punches, and very few of them are very memorable. Logan Paul won, and then he gets disqualified in the sixth. So that's that. I don't know what the future will be. I suspect Logan Paul will do something like this again, if you care. Perhaps you do not. I don't care much, other than to do fun shit like this. But thank you guys for watching. For the Dylan Danis side, he seems to be a very effective troll. And I think he could probably troll more people into a future opportunity. But this was not a strong showing. I mean, he looked terrible. He looked really, really bad. Like, it sucked. And again, even the jiu-jitsu and wrestling techniques he employed were unsuccessful to a Logan Paul who had boxing gloves on and is not any of those. Anyway, you can draw whatever conclusion you want from that. It was not a strong night for him in that way. But did he deliver the drama? He sure did. He delivered the drama. You got plenty of that in the end. So take that for what it is worth. Not a lot, right? And then in your main event, Tommy Fury wins a majority decision over KSI. He wins on two scorecards, 57-56, and then the other one, 57-57. I mean, I would love to see some of the scoring, because remember, I think it was the second or third round, Fury lost a point due to what was perceived, or at least considered to be by the ref, rabbit punching to the back of the head. Other than that, the fight sucked the horn. KSI...
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Employing a very kind of point fighting stance where he jumps in a rhythmic open way, which you do that from far away. The point of that stance, obviously, as we discussed here, even amidst our unseriousness, is it gives you some mobility. Gives you the ability to move, but it doesn't root you to the ground to give you maximum punching power. And so he was able to land a couple of times, especially early, but it's a very basic way to time. Like, you're not disrupting your rhythm. Your rhythm is very... Even if you're trying to switch your own rhythm is very identifiable, and especially when you're far away. So what ended up happening was he kept trying to close distance, and sometimes he would get through, sometimes, but there was a lot of times, especially in the second half of the six-round fight, where Fury was able to just greet him with a jab or a left hook, and he would either catch him or it would initiate a clinch. And the clinch fighting was terrible, but even then Fury got better, putting his head on the same side as the overhook to avoid being able to get hit by punches, right? He was making some smarter decisions, intercepting KSI as he was trying to close the distance, and, you know, that was reasonably successful enough. I think he put some decent, as he said in the post-fight speech, put some decent punches together, was able to walk KSI down. Again, as the fight wore on, he got better and better about that. The fight was terrible. It was uniquely awful and not something you're going to want to review if you missed it. But that is what happened. As for what might happen next, they could probably run it back. I suspect that this audience doesn't have the most sophisticated palate when it comes to... I could be wrong about that, but they seem to like the drama more than the boxing. So you got some of that to work with. KSI doing a decent job of drumming up interest for any kind of potential rematch. I think down the line, I guess Logan Paul fits in there somewhere. Mike Perry is still kind of floating out there. Would have been nice to see Mike Perry flatline somebody here tonight, but we can't all be so lucky, right? And that's about it. That's about it. I hope this was some fun for some fights that were not fun, but maybe altogether we had fun. Okay. All right. Thank you guys so much for watching. Give us your feedback on what you liked, what you didn't, what you want to see, what you don't. And subscribe if you haven't already done that, because we really appreciate that. And if you're listening on your favorite podcast platform, we appreciate you guys too. You can follow us here on all the socials, right? Get a good look at it. You can follow us. It's the same name everywhere on Instagram, Twitter. I'm not going to call it X. And then TikTok. And then, of course, you can give us some feedback everywhere else. MorningCombat@gmail.com to reach the show too, by the way. Okay. Thanks, guys. We appreciate you. And for everyone on the show, love you. See you next time.